Blog Talk Radio.
What's going on? Sup? This is your girl, Cindy, with Open Talk 2. All right, y'all. Got a good show for you tonight. Got the rise and female fame of Miss E.W. Brooks, y'all. She's one of the hottest authors out there with a series called Meet Mafia. So y'all definitely got to check her out. Go to Amazon.com and check it out. But before I get to that, I want to thank all my supporters as my platform continues to build. You know, I got to thank y'all first. And I want to send a shout-out to my independent artists for submitting your MP3 submissions to OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. But I'm waiting on my female artists to play in the yard with the big boys. So y'all hit us up at OpenTalk2Yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. Y'all definitely don't forget, again, OpenTalk2Yahoo.com. Y'all tweet me, OpenTalk2 Twitter, Facebook, OpenTalk2. You know how we do it, y'all. All right, before I get to my interview with Ms. Brooks, you know, we got to give you a little dirt, little gossip, little reality. Got my girl MJ rolling with me. What's up, MJ?
What's going on?
What's good? What you doing? You got little MJ?
Yeah, MJ is in dance class.
Oh, Lord. Get long gone, MJ. Little MJ just doing it up, y'all.
Okay.
Girl, all my shows going off.
Did you see Black Ink from Chicago? Did you see that one? I caught it.
I seen
it tail
a little
end of it.
I just
caught the tail end when the girl was about to fight.
I just saw some of it. I think they came in too hard already.
You think so?
Oh, Lord. They came in and they wasn't playing.
I guess they had to make a name for themselves.
Boy, they got it. They got it going. I was like, okay, y'all, we see you. We see you. But you know
what about
love and
hip hop, though?
Oh, you know I seen that. They had so much going on, girl. You know where to go.
I know.
Y'all know where to go. But you know what? My baby daddy, Lil Fizz. You know, he kind of dropped it down to Monique's mama. And I'm kind of mixed about that mama. You know, she was telling him to go get a, go and, you know, file child support. Not child support. Well, yeah, she did say child support.
Yeah, full custody.
So don't get full custody and get child support. Well, he is taking care of him, so.
Yeah, but it just seemed like she had something against Monique. I understand, you know, Monique is that she doesn't really fit that motherly role, but I don't understand why she goes so hard against Monique. It's crazy.
It gotta
you're
be a reason. It got
to
be a reason. But remember, they were estranged at first, so something happened.
Yeah.
Something's not right.
Now, what do you think about the Amber situation? That to me is getting a little out of control. Because I'm like, I understand y'all were on and off for a long time, but what does he have? I mean, he already told you he'd been with Milan. Why are you going to go and talk to Milan? What's the purpose?
Girl, you know how we are. You know, we miss
it.
Like,
that's just too much.
Yeah.
Too much.
I was like, oh. I guess she was really hurt, so I don't know.
Well, but I don't know. Well, they gonna solve anything, really.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What else happened on there? What happened to old girl Nose in Dubai? She hit a rail or something?
I don't know. I have no idea.
I just know she did hit something. Yeah,
yeah,
she hit something and hurt her nose.
And they had to reconstruct it.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Oh, poor
Hazel.
But you know what, I'm so happy that her and TT are back friends. Now that I am happy about.
Okay.
I love that. I say, oh, I'm so glad. You know, that's true friendship. True friendship.
It was long overdue because it was stupid, the reasons why they even got into it. So.
Yeah, I can't remember, but I don't know.
That was so long ago.
Well, you know, I got to watch my Tyler Perry tonight. Thank you, Tyler, for creating this show. I got to watch my show tonight.
I wish I could get into it.
I wish I could.
Sorry.
But let me make you laugh. How come I watch Sunday, I watch all of Heat of the Night, and I watch, I know you remember this, you know, this really tell my age, The Dark Shadows. You remember Dark Shadows?
Not The Dark Shadow.
Yes. I was watching for Barnabas. Girl, I was like, oh, you know, I am really in a old throwback mood. I say,
bad enough you watching Heat of the Night.
Yeah, when I watch Heat of the Night, I say, they got more bad actors on here. Good Lord.
It was a good show. I love that show.
That chief couldn't, he cannot act. I'm sorry. I know he go back to he cannot act. Bubba had a relationship going on, and the woman double-crossing, so we finally seen Bubba naked with some drawers on. I was like, what is going on today? I was like, there is a lot going on over here tonight. Girl, there's all kind of stuff going on. Oh, Lord Jesus.
You a mess.
I don't know. Yes, I am a mess. But all right, MJ, thank you for rolling with me today.
Thank you for having me.
All righty. Again, that was my girl, MJ. You know, we just got to just pour out a little tea, just a little tea. But I'm going to drop just a couple of old school jams. And when I come back, going to have, again, the rise of a female boss. Again, going to have E.W. Brooks up in here telling a little bit about how she got her little stuff going on. You know, I am proud of her, y'all. This woman really is inspiring. Again, so, again, she's going to tell y'all about her mafietta. So, y'all check it out. Don't move. You're hanging with your girl Sydney right here at Open Talk, too. Don't go nowhere.
Yo, what's up? I'm Julio with the flow. And you inside the box with my homegirl Cindy on Open Talk 2. Yo, get in the box with Cindy on Open Talk 2. I'm Julio with the flow. Saka Zulu, man. Hey, what's up, y'all? This is your boy, Curtis Blow. Representing that real hip-hop is my girl, Cindy, doing her thing all day, every day, 24/7 with hiphopnow.com. You heard?
Thank you. Today on the show, I'm rolling with a extravagant woman that has created new heights in the playing game. Today on the show, I'm rolling with E.W. Brooks. Hey, and she got a lot to say. Let's welcome her to the show. What's going on, Miss Brooks?
I'm Cindy. How are you?
I'm doing good, girl. Well, tell my listeners.
Glad to hear it.
Tell my listeners a little bit about the Mafieta Empowerment Movement and how did you, change your life in attending the Damon Dash Seminar?
Okay. Glad to share. The Mafieta Movement is just basically a movement that allows women to be empowered and live their dreams regardless of what stage they're at in life.
Okay.
So I wrote the series Mafieta about a young lady who, was a professional. She'd been to college, but she happened to get crossed up and end up dating somebody on the wrong side of the law.
Mm.
So, when the education meets the street, sometimes love can, overrule common sense. And a lot of women can relate to that.
Right.
Whether or not he's in the underworld or not, a lot of women can relate to changing to be with somebody.
Okay.
The book really addresses that. Once you follow the series, you'll see how she overcomes it.
Okay.
But meeting Damon Dash was amazing. It was like a priceless experience.
Okay.
I went to the seminar scared to death because, of course, you always have these ideas you want to present, but you never know if you're going to have an opportunity.
Right.
But his question was simple. What is your business and how can I help you?
All right.
And I was like, thank you, Jesus. You couldn't have made any plainer than that.
Okay.
So I showed her my books, explained that I'd already taped a version of it, but I wasn't happy because I wanted to, introduce that pilot to the industry. And then from that on, he was like, I have my own money. I don't need your money because, he stands on that platform, invest in women, but you got to have your own bread.
Oh.
So I was like, I just need mentorship and a co-sign.
Okay.
So it evolved from that to him directing the pilot episode, and right now it's on the editing table.
Girl, that's what I'm talking about. Well, let me ask you, how long did it actually take you to, write your books? How long did it actually take you?
Funny enough, I started writing Mafieta back in, 2010 about 2010. But I didn't pick it back up until 2013.
Okay.
And once I picked up those 10 pages that I started, I had the book done in less than a month.
Really? So why did you stop writing?
Just because it didn't make sense at the time.
Mm-hmm.
Then I thought that, it was more important to work traditionally. And at that time, I was a single woman. I had to maintain my own bills and, it just didn't seem feasible at the time.
Okay.
But then once I started writing for someone else and saw what I was doing for them, I'm like, wait a minute, you got to make the time.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, so that's how it happened. I got Mafieta.
Okay. So what did you find the most surprising thing that you learned in your creative writing process? I mean, what did you learn about yourself? Anything new or what did you learn?
I learned just that in my 36 years, even though that's not a long time, that I had just either been through or helped somebody through or
mm-hmm.
seen somebody go through, just far more than you would think in my years.
Okay.
So sometimes, even though I don't mean for it to be, it's kind of a purging process just to talk about the hurts that I've seen or that I've endured, and how we as women can work together to, get over them.
Okay. Well, what are you doing when you're not writing?
Trying not to think. I try to just enjoy time with my family, which is most important. But, not only do I write, I have about 3 authors signed to my publishing company.
Okay.
So when I'm not writing, I'm trying to make sure that their writing is together. And then when I can get away from the business aspect of doing all of that, that's when today, after we speak, I'm shutting it down.
Okay.
I have to have some family time.
That's right.
There has to be some kind of balance.
You know what, and you really do. Well, let me ask you, since you are a publisher, self-made, I really like that. What can an individual that's trying to get their books out, how can they reach you? Or if they just, if you can share some word of advice or wisdom, or they want you to, maybe they want to sign up under your label, what can they do?
Oh, I would love it. They can reach out to me on Facebook. I have an author page, and it's E.W. Brooks.
Okay.
You can find me there. I'm on Instagram, and it may sound a little confusing, but it's the name of my company, E.W. Brooks, which is my first, you know, my first name and last name, and then Brooks. So E.W. Brooks, Brooks on Instagram, and just E.W. Brooks on Facebook.
Okay.
So normally if they can shoot me their first three chapters and I like what I read, then, you know, there's a conversation that we can have.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, the last question I'm going to ask you is, can you just share a word of wisdom or insight for any individual that's trying to get on the come up?
I will, and I would say do your research. Do your research. Know what business you're going into. Know what the cost of doing business is, and if you can combine those two with talent, you're unstoppable, and a work ethic, a hard work ethic, and you're unstoppable.
That's what I'm talking about. Well, thank you for taking time to call the show today.
Uh-huh. I'm glad to have talked to y'all. My husband is from Houston, so.
Really?
Hey, I'm doing an interview with this lady named Cindy from Houston. He's like, Houston!
Well, shout out to us in Houston right quick then. We'll send out a shout out in Houston. Send him my shout out if you want to.
Okay. But what I want to do is shout out my father-in-law who's in the area. So anybody looking for plumbing, hit up Anthony Brooks Plumbing. That's my father-in-law.
All righty, girl. Again, this was E.W. Brooks with her amazing series, web series. Y'all definitely got to check her out. Hit her up on Facebook. All my inspiring artists, you want to get your books read, hey, she can hook you up, so definitely hit her up, E.W. Brooks. All right.
All right, Miss Brooks, y'all, I loved her. She was very, very positive. She had a lot of wisdom to share. Again, y'all, hit her up. Again, she is very humble. She has her own publishing company. She says she handpicks her artists. So y'all definitely, definitely check her out again with the Rise of the Mafia. I love it. Y'all might write me a book or two. You know, I'm already a published author, but it's kids' book, but I might have to step it up a notch or two and do it like that. So, but again, flipping the script, again, my independent artists, y'all hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com so I can get your content on the rotation. And y'all know what time it is. It's, I'm about to showcase an artist, so I'm going to definitely put their jams out. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show. Hope y'all enjoyed it. And again, y'all, we're looking for some women that think they can take a hit, take a lick. Our football team, we're looking for some more women. Y'all hit us up at HoustonPowerWomenFootball.com. Y'all hit me up at OpenTalk2@yahoo.com, and I can pass your information on to the coaches. And I may be coaching myself, so y'all better be ready. Better be hoping I don't hit the field this year. But anyway, it's another story. But again, the Houston Power, again, we're looking for good women that's dedicated to the game and is not scared to take a hit. So y'all definitely check them out. Houston Power football. Okay. Gonna hit my boy Bono. Gonna close with his song. But I'm gonna click it. I gotta play a couple of my little jams. I got my Trap Queen, got my Them Boys and my T.I., I'm a little scrappy, I got to drop on y'all. And next week on the show, going to be having two more artists, independent artists. Going to have Daquan and going to have Piston. They're going to be talking about their new joints that they're going to be dropping November the 5th, I think he said. But y'all got to check it out. Again, y'all hit me up on Twitter. Got any ideas you want to share? You want to be interviewed on the show? Just, you know, you never know who will be listening. All my producers and artists and managers I got, you know, hey, they be listening. Hit me up at opentalk2@yahoo.com, and y'all have a good one. Peace out.
Let's rock. gotta grind. You gotta grind.
Yeah. We got Cindy on the track. Old school track, new school vibe. You did it with this one, Cindy. Let's go.
Listen up, I got something to say. I made it to the top from around the way. It's the story of success without selling drugs. My body or my soul, no claims of thugs. I did it the right way, hard work and dedication. With God by my side, I found the motivation. Now I'm living out my dreams. Yo, this is the life. With the knowledge that I'm picking, there's no more strife. No more struggling, this issue's for the birds. It's all about the life, just listen to my words. I spit in real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, secret, it gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, secret, it gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind.
Verse 2, you can call it a guide. The writer's on the wall on how to survive. Let them haters hate, let them see you win. First time it don't pop off, then try it again. You got to seize the opportunity, stay ready at all times. This ain't a bunch of hype, I live these lines. I wrote books on business, I'm rocking the mic. Speeding game to generations, hope my word takes flight. Nothing's been given, had to earn it all. Now I'm passing down the lessons so my people can bow. I'm spitting real game, I want you to take heed. I want you to come up, I'm just planting the seed.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, secret, it gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, secret, it gotta grind. If you want it, then it ain't no time to chill. Listen, you gotta try.
Stay focused in on your mission. Keep them haters out your business. With hard work and dedication, you can get it. Dream big, put the work in with it. Gotta be willing. Achieving on your own too is a hell of a feeling. And me, I'm not the one to tell you. Hit the block and sell dope. Can't be closed-minded. It's more ways to go and gain dough. It don't make you lame. Little homie, to have your own goals. Don't follow the pack. Be a leader and cut your own road. Now, I ain't telling you something that I done heard. I done caught too many cases. Getting locked up for the birds. You focus on your dream and grind, you get what you deserve. You gotta cry before you walk. You walk, then you can swerve. Big shout out to Cindy, told me come and drop some knowledge. And big shout out to God, because without him I wouldn't prosper. Just trying to motivate the up and come and stop wilding. Dream big, go and grind, cause in the end you have the power.
You gotta grind, that's the only way to get it. Nothing in this world is given, stay dedicated, stick with it, gotta grind. I'm just giving you the real, cause if you want it, then it ain't no time to chill.
Send another shout out to my boy Mo Rock. I see you, baby. Got undisputed KB on the joint. Making some big moves. Doing some big things. Y'all boys better keep up with me.
You gotta grind.